easy way.
Life is hard.
I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
well, I wrote it easy way.
What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up? This is Easy Way. We wrote Easy. I'm sorry we came out a little bit late today, but we got an awesome show, Easy Talk Live. This is a podcast radio show on Easy Way Broadcasting. We want to give a shout-out to Daryl, the designer, for our amazing new logo. Also, Tony Santone for the origination of the logo, Easy Way Broadcasting. Shout-outs to our board member, Casey Thomas, for the idea of putting the icon within where the A was. And see, it's all a collaborative world now, and it's a sharing economy. And I don't know if a lot of you guys know about what sharing economy is, but it's an $8 billion industry right now. And that's what Easy Way is all about. We're, you know, sharing. It's better to share with businesses and work together and make money together versus looking at people like competition. And we have the leading technology right now for mobile-centric technology, social media, mobile centric. If you're not mobile centric, you're out the door. Trust me, your business is dead. You better get mobile centric quick. But we are you know, proud sponsors and partners of a great situation called Sharify, VisiCard, a lot of things we're going to be telling you guys about. We have a link that we can send you if anybody's interested. Hit us up on our fans page at facebook.com/EasyWayBroadcasting, letter ZWAY Broadcasting. Shout out to Gucci Design for the amazing site. The site is really rocking, guys. If you haven't visited, make sure you visit it. Check it out. Easy Way Broadcasting. We got our Easy Way Angels. We have our we just covered a new event. You can go to photos. We covered an event with Ralph Rickerman, who's formerly with the Scorpions and Viva Doll, and when we cover an event, when we do anything, it's gonna immediately be on Easy Way Broadcasting. You find your photo, you can share it. We're in the top 50,000 in the U.S. right now on Alexa. Shout outs to all of our partners, NowHipHop.com, Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV. We have a channel now in the UK on Soul Central TV, which is on Roku, and Fan TV Global Networks, Actors Report, Actors Entertainment, Shanghai Media Group, Meitan Development, all the people that we're working with, the magazine. I'm actually holding the physical magazine in my hand right now. It's really exciting. I'll be honest, though, man, when you're doing something yourself for the first time, there's going to be mistakes. And, you know, I'm glad because you learn from those mistakes. But the magazine looks good, but there's a couple mistakes in it. But, you know, it's going to be a memory that this was my first magazine, the first trial. Shout out to the magazine team, Ian, Saskia, Dante, Sophia, you know, it's really rocking. So we got a really fantastic guest supposed to be coming up. We're trying to get a hold of him. This is the first time on the show. We'll go to a quick commercial break here. This is Easy Talk Live. I'm Eric Zuli, Easy. You download my app at Eric Zuli on Facebook, on Apple or Android. And, you know, we do it the easy way in corporate Hollywood. We're building it in Orange County right now. So this is a podcast show. Hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me? This is EZ with EZ Talk Live. Sorry to ambush you here, but I believe that you, is this LaWanda?
Yes.
We're just meeting, this is LaWanda. LaWanda, this is the show. You guys are on air. I didn't know how to get a hold of you, but we're supposed to be interviewing your amazing daughter. And
called in, but we didn't, you know, we were just sitting there. And then I didn't know, were we supposed to come or?
Well, no, this is it's podcast. We'll just do a call and we'll knock it out. I really want to help you guys promote what you're doing. I really loved what you're doing when we looked at it. We're big anti-bullying activists ourselves. We have a nonprofit program where we support nonprofits, and but hey, we're here now. So is your daughter there?
Yeah, she's here. I'm going to go ahead and put her on for you.
Awesome.
Kennedy, that's EZ. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is EZ with EZ Talk Live, EZ Way Broadcasting. Kennedy, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
You too. You know, first of all, I want to start off by I mean, you're 13, and was it you yourself that actually reached out to us to be on, or was that someone on your team?
Yes, that was actually my mom. And by the way, I'm actually 14.
You're 14? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You're a teenager making a difference. That's what matters. So your mom reached out. It's great. You know, you got a great team. And guys, people who are listening right now, you know, you got to make the effort to make things happen for yourself. And I commend you guys for reaching out. This is a podcast radio show syndicated to many, many different situations. We reach the UK, China, U.S., we got a lot of listeners. We're top 5,000 featured hosts on Blog Talk Radio. We have 700,000 something listeners. So, you know, the show gets put out there, it gets syndicated. So people are definitely going to hear your word and what you're doing. And you have bullyfree.org. So bebullyfree.org is what you're doing right now, correct? You're an artist. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you just said, I'm a 14-year-old hip-hop artist, and I have my own bully-free campaign, and that's where I go out to different states and schools, and I speak out against bullying. I also go to churches, birthday parties, you know, any place that'll let me speak, and that's pretty much it. That's what I do. And I'm also an actress.
Okay, keep going. Mm-hmm.
I'm also an actress, and let me see. I actually do a lot of stuff, honestly. So I'm a hip hop artist and I'm an actress and model.
Okay, and you're 14. That's cool. You know, I was when I started out in the industry, I started out rapping myself. I was producing. I was a music producer. Had a studio out here in Orange County. Actually worked with Akon and Convict Music for about 6 years. I helped a lot of the bigger people in the hip hop community get to where they got to on a Google and a digital perspective. And so I know the world well. And, I would consider let's call yourself a positive artist, a positive hip hop artist, because your music is not just hip hop. You know, you always want to give it a brand. And, you know, the fact that you're trying to make a difference with your music, you know, you always be a leader, always create your own stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, so that sounds awesome. So, what made you, anything happen in your life? Like, why are you an anti-bullying activist? Why are you going down that road?
Well, actually, when I was, when I first started school, bullied all the time, and it was just horrible. And I don't want anybody else to go through that, because kids can be so cruel. I used to get pushed down and even spit on. The kids used to take my food. It was horrible, and I don't want anybody else to have to experience that. So that's why I created Bully Free. And actually, it's teaching kids that there are other ways to express yourself, because a lot of times as kids are getting bullied and they can't express themselves, sometimes they end up committing suicide, or they go down the wrong path, like with drugs and alcohol. And you know, nobody has to do that just because of someone else. And Billy Free is teaching them that you can write music, you can write poems, you can do anything that's positive and not harming yourself.
I love
and I
that.
Started,
yeah. Keep going.
And I also, also when I started acting, that was also another way. So, you know, there are a lot of kids that are into the arts and they also get bullied. And there are a lot of times they're afraid to be themselves when they're on a stage because they're afraid they'll get laughed at. And that's also what acting taught me, that you can be yourself. It doesn't matter what anyone else mm-hmm. thinks, because at the end of the day, all you have is you.
Definitely. What on the acting side, what would we recognize you in? What have you done acting?
Well, when I first started acting, I was in Atlanta, and I was taking acting classes there, and that's where I met Quincy Vaughn. He worked with Tyler Perry, and now he works with me with acting, and that's also where I got into comedy. So I'm kind of both of them. A comedian and an actress at the same time. So I kind of learned both of them at the same time.
I love it. Okay. And they said that you started out in Atlanta?
Yes. Because I'm originally from South Carolina.
Well, we're actually very strongly affiliated with a technology, an app out there. You may have heard of it. It's called VisiCard. And it's basically, you know, Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley was just talking about it on TNT, and it's you know, 50 Cent has one, and it's a kind of a digital business card that helps promote what you're doing, exactly what you're talking about, and it's just this new wave of transitional technology for social media, mobile. And, you know, as you know, everybody's on their mobile phone. You wake up in the morning, and what do? The first thing you do is, oh, let me check my phone. Make sure, did anybody Facebook me? Anybody tweet me? What's going on? Then you take a shower. Then you do your stuff, right?
Right.
So, but, yeah, we're integrated in Atlanta as well. And I want to read a little bit of your bio here, get the listeners to know you a little bit more. You guys, this 14-year-old Kennedy Smith, she's a superstar on the rise. She's had a busy schedule and loves to perform. The talented young up-and-coming hip-hop, I will say inspirational hip-hop artist, is a songwriter, model, comedian, and actress. Kennedy is dedicated to reaching her dreams. She understands the dedication and hard work that it will take to make her dreams come true, but she's willing to put in the work. That's really important. Kennedy has been acting and modeling since the age of 7 and recorded her first song at the age of 9. She'll receive her first IMDb credit for the pilot Sunday Mornings. Other works include CBS, miniseries Under the Dome, Season 2, Kids Comedy Corner, pilot, Fat Kids Comedy, stand-up and improv with Quincy Bonds of Tyler Perry's House of Pain, stage play, Where's the Love? And Kennedy is also an activist against bullying. She started her own nonprofit organization called BeBullyFree.org. I love that name, by the way. The organization provides an outlet for victims and bullies through music and open forum. Kennedy has chosen to travel state to state and school to school, standing up and speaking out. Kennedy has been a guest speaker for various schools and communities events. She uses her music and sends out the positive messages about love and health and beauty and inspiring youth and everywhere to pursue their dreams. That's a little bit more about Kennedy, so it's not just hitting you with questions, but that's an accomplishing feature. You've accomplished a lot at the age of 14, and you started at 7. So let's talk about the motivational side. I mean, I would consider you like a motivational hip-hop artist, like you could say inspirational music. You know, so how many performances have you done? You're 14.
Oh, goodness, how many performances? Oh, gosh. I've been performing for years now. I can't really count how many I've done.
If you would just throw out a number.
Maybe on the side of around 50, 40. Maybe a little bit more than that, probably around 100, I would say.
100 in Southern California? Have you done, gone across the other countries?
Well, right now I'm still in the United States, and, I go to different states to perform. Like, I have performed here in Southern California.
How many states have you performed in?
About maybe five or six different states.
Is that your mom I hear kind of coaching you in the back?
A little bit, yeah.
That's cool. I just want to highlight that because that's cool. I love the whole mother-daughter relationship. I actually do my business with my dad. My dad holds the camera, and my dad is a go-to person. And, you know, my company is a incorporated company, and my dad's like the secretary for us. So that's pretty cool that you and your mom are you know, a team, a duo, making a difference. I love it. So if you, what other artists, who do you look up to?
Well, who do I look up to? Honestly, I want to make myself a role model. I don't want to look up to anybody else. I think that you should be your own person. Like, you know.
Leader.
Yeah.
You think you should be a leader and people should follow your own movement. But so okay, let me rephrase the question. If you were to put different skills and different traits of other actresses and artists, who would you choose to develop yourself into a stronger role model?
Let's see. I would probably maybe around some of the old hip hop artists like Eve. I really like her, and Zendaya. Both of those two, Eve and Zendaya.
Oh, Zendaya. Yeah, I met Eve's great. You're talking about the artist that was in Honey. The movie Honey with Jessica Alba, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Zendaya, you know, I actually met, we produced an event, or we were partners on an event. It was an Oscar event with James Cameron, and that's where I met Zendaya. I danced with her. She couldn't keep up with my skills. I'm just kidding. That's great. I love it. And so do you produce your own music? Do you, like, when you're doing your music, are you writing your own music? Do you have a writer? Are you just performing? Give us a little more details about your artistry.
I write my own music. I don't have a ghostwriter. I write my own music. And I can say it's not really hard to write your own music. Sometimes you have to be in your zone. Like, when I'm in my zone, it's like I write my own music. And sometimes it's like when I write my own music, I feel like I have to be that artist, be that amazing artist. I aim for that. So it's like I look up to someone, like a greatest hit ever. And I look up to that and I say, wow, maybe I'm going to try to write something to that point. And even if I don't reach that point, I can still look back and say it's good. And when I go to perform, I practice and I practice so that I can make the best performance that I've ever done.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So when you do your Be Bully Free events, how many Be Bully Free events and fundraisers and things that do you think you've done?
Well, let's see. We kind of recently started Bully Free, but we've gotten a lot accomplished in the time that we started it. Let's see.
What have you got accomplished?
Actually, with Bully Free, we've gone around to different schools that I performed at, and I can say it's really successful because I've had kids from the school contact me and tell me that they're being bullied, and this one girl, I specifically remember her, she called me and told me that she was getting bullied, but she was too scared to tell anyone. And she was telling me that the kids made her run away from school, and they treated her awful. And you know, I told her it's okay, you can be different. Nothing's wrong with you. And the things that they were saying to her, it brought tears to my eyes. And I just was so happy that I could actually, like, you know, actually help somebody, and that Bully Free is actually working and it's making a difference.
Yes, definitely. How old was the student that called you?
She was probably like, she was 12. But I've had younger kids come up to me too. Like, I would say the youngest that's ever come up to me was probably like 9. Like, yeah, 8 or 9.
Wow. So the bullying is going on, you know, would you say like age 5 to, I mean, I know bullying can go all the way up to 30. I mean, because people digitally bully. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some the digital bullying experiences. You know, people are really misusing social media. You know, do you have any stories or any testimonials on the digital side of bullying?
Yes. One of my close friends, he's also a comedian. He just got cyberbullied the other day. And, he likes to upload skits and stuff, like, you know, since he's a comedian. And somebody messaged him on Facebook and was like, dude, you are so ugly. And the way he handled it was great. He was just like, he was telling the guy, he was like, okay, I'm not going to let you get to me because you're only one person and what you say doesn't matter to me. But then you also have other people on the other side of cyberbullying. And one of my friends, she got cyberbullied, and this girl was so mean. She made hate pages dedicated to her. And the things, she would inbox her and call her all kinds of names and tell her to kill herself and she should go back to the crazy hospital. And it was awful. And she used to come to me crying, and I just told her that, you know, first of all, you should block her. But even sometimes blocking doesn't help because the person can just keep making pages. And I try to tell her, I say, don't let her get to you, because that's what she wants. That's what a bully wants. They want to get to you. They want to know that they can get inside your head and make you do anything. And that's why I go around and I help. Even over the internet, if somebody's getting bullied, they can always reach me over the internet on my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, whatever. Just, you need to talk to someone, whether it's me, a close friend, or your parent. And that's just my view on cyberbullying.
Do you think you and your fans would like it if there was a another vehicle, another platform that's similar to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, WeChat, all this stuff that really doesn't allow you to do that?
Yes, I think that's actually yes.
Well, we actually have that platform. I'm going to talk to you guys
little
more about it afterwards. Yeah, we'll talk off air. Because we're not fully ready to announce it to all the public and stuff yet. But no, you're completely right. I've actually been digitally bullied myself. I've been bullied. I was actually attacked by about 5 kids, and I ended up in an ambulance. You know, walking to my house. So when I saw, you know, normally we go through a very extensive evaluation process when people contact us. And when I looked into your story and I looked into what you're trying to do, I don't know what your religion is and stuff, but we're godly. You know, we're all for God here, Easy Way Broadcasting. And God always looks for vehicles to push and outreach positivity and things like that. And I saw you as one of those vehicles. And Easy Way is fully behind and supportive of everything that you're doing. We've produced some of the biggest events affiliated with the Oscars, Grammys, Academy Awards, all that stuff. And we are fully behind what you're doing. We also have the Stop Tour, stoptour.org. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, in fact, I want to get you guys down to our studio and talk to you more about how we can help you support this. And we're, you know, we're a middleman entity. We're a distribution entity. We help support things that, you know, we help outreach. That's mainly what we outreach and branding. And, you know, when I saw what you're doing, are you doing like a tour? Are you doing like a school tour? Or is it just every now and then, you know, do schools reach out to you or do you reach out to them? You know, because the school system is one of the best ways to get the word out.
Yes, sometimes it's both. Sometimes we reach out to schools and schools reach out to us. And either way, it's helpful.
Okay. Is Mom there? Can we bring Mom in the show?
Yes.
Come on out, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So I want to hear from you. I'm drilling your daughter here. I want to hear from you on, you know, how proud you are and you know, what you'd really like to get out as a mother's opinion to a lot of our listeners. And we have listeners, if you go to Google Analytics, our listeners range from anywhere from 18 to 25, 25 to 35. We have the Baby Boomers Market. We also used to have a show called Teens on Air, which was actually hosted by Zach Callison, who was the voice of Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. And, you know, he's pretty big now doing a lot of other things. And so yeah, I'm sure we have a lot of the teen market as well. And we've done everything. I mean, we're supposed to be doing the Teen Choice Awards coming up. And so I'm sure that a lot of people will hear your message. And so on a mother's perspective, I'm just going to go and shut up. And I just want to hear you talk to our audience.
Sure. Well, from my perspective, bullying is never, ever okay. I have sat up countless nights with Kennedy because of the issue. I've written letters to teachers so that the teachers would be able to talk to the kids and see if there was anything they would be able to do to kind of rectify the situation. After that didn't work, I tried to build Kennedy's self-esteem. And I did that through her sitting and writing. Kennedy likes to draw. So I enrolled her in acting classes and found that she also liked music. So we decided that she would write a song because she actually started doing it before I even knew anything about it. And I took her into the studio. She recorded her first song, and then we thought about how we could help other kids who's actually going through bullying, because kids seem to gravitate toward Kennedy, the ones that had issues with other kids. Being different was something that people always told her, and I would always tell her, if everyone were the same, this would be a boring place to live. So being different is nothing wrong with it. In fact, I push her to be different. I strive to be different myself. We do reach out to different schools. Sometimes we get a positive response. Sometimes we get no response. A lot of schools like to say they have policies in place, but we have found that a lot of those policies, they don't work. And the reason that they're not working is because a lot of times they're not enforced. They, you know, they're just words placed here and there, but the kids, they read them and they pay them no attention. So we reach out by doing a concert at the school and allowing her to speak to the children. And it's very, very positive. And the response that she gets is totally awesome. Some kids reach out to her and they let her know, hey, I've been bullied. What do I do? You know, I don't allow her to give certain advice, you know, if it reaches a certain point, because then either the parents need to be involved or the authorities. And that's where I let her stop. But to just be a comfort and tell them what she used to do or what she does to kind of keep moving, you know, I will allow her to do that. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I was gonna throw that in. You want to be kind of careful on giving advice, especially if it gets to a certain point. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. So, what do you think? Again, a mother's perspective, and if your daughter wants to jump in on this question, I'd love to hear both of you guys' answer. What do you think we can do to make a difference in the bullying world? But not only make a difference, but I think it stems from the parents, to be honest. I really, I mean, again, this is my opinion. I'm a nobody, but I'm just throwing my opinion out there because it's my show and I can. I think that the parents and the upbringing that they do, it always stems, maybe we won't say from the parents, from the family. From the atmosphere, from what they grow up in. But again, that's my opinion. I'd love to hear you guys' opinion. What can we do to make a difference?
Well, you're right. I do agree that at some point that it does stem with from the parents, because a lot of times parents can be bullied. We have to be careful. We get to that point of I'm the boss, and kids that bully tend to be kids that are being bullied at home or somewhere else, and they take it out on the next child. So what we can do is start from home. And if you realize that you are a parent that can be a bully, or that, you know, that you are a bully, then I think you should think about redirecting your ways and become more positive. Kennedy?
That's a great opinion. What about Kennedy? Can I give me her answer on that same topic? Did you guys put on speaker, talk together?
Yeah, we're on speaker. I think that bullying, like my mom was saying, bullying can start from home. And I think that some parents should teach their kids, like, you know, not everyone is going to like you. And that if someone says something mean to you, that you should either tell someone, and if the person that you tell doesn't do anything, I think that they should take it and say something like, you don't have to say that. And a lot of times bullies don't put themselves in other people's shoes. Like, what if this person was doing that to me? I wouldn't like it. You know? And I think that to stop it, I think sometimes we should just try to switch sides with the other person. Like, you know, like I just said, how would I feel if somebody was doing this to me? Or, you know, you just gotta think about it.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree at some terms. I think that you know, I think maybe easy way and be bully free can talk about some ways that, you know, you can create events, you can do crowdfunding, you can do maybe little episodes, little things that draw viewership, to throw a message out there on the things that you can do to stop this stuff. You know, we started Stop the Nonsense probably about 2 years ago, and we worked with the Peace Fund, which is the Adrian Paul. He's known as Highlander. It was a big show. Did the Highlander thing for a long time, and they started linking up with Microsoft and doing a lot of big things. And they're a nonprofit organization. You guys actually do need to link up somehow, because they help other nonprofits. And it's usually children. It's usually it's child nonprofits. We did a big event with them, the Peace Fund Games. I hosted and I played in the games, and it was 55 celebrities shooting each other with paintballs. And then we also allowed the fans to come on and play as well, and it was to raise awareness, and it worked. It really went viral. All the celebrities put it out, went to millions and millions of people. And, you know, those are the type of things I think that they can be done to whatever you can do to send a signal flare up.
Yes.
And then within those events, see, this is the problem. A lot of people go to these events, they do the red carpet stuff, they network, they take pictures, they go to it as an event, but they forget the topic, they forget the reasoning, they forget why the event is happening. And
right.
I think that inside of the event or inside of the webinar or whatever you're doing to really raise the awareness, there needs to be some sort of motivational hour or motivational, you know, scenario to it, an educational scenario. You know.
Right, I agree.
Are you doing anything like that right now? Do you have anything that people can buy or people can download or any type of motivational type advice things, any e-books or anything?
Well, she's working on a book now. It just kind of took off. We just thought of something to do to help other kids, and it just kind of caught on from there, and we didn't expect for it to kind of snowball the way that it has. So she is writing a book. She does have her Be Bully Free or Bully Free song that's up on iTunes. So they can download that song. And that's it. They can request to have her come and speak. And like you just said about giving some information, she does go around to speak. We throw the music in there as an enjoyment, because music does bring people together. And I think kids relate whenever there is music, and then they get to hear something positive as well.
Definitely. You know, we actually do have your Be Bully Free. I don't know if this is it. Let me just do a little test here. This is it. This is the one. That's not it. That's
it.
The Instagram. Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's
so,
it.
You guys, we do actually have the song. This is a Be Bully Free song by Kennedy. You know, we're going to go ahead and do a quick break here, let you guys listen, get an idea of what this sounds like. Watch your supporter, and go ahead and tell them all the Facebook and Instagrams, and, you know, providing they like the music, and some of our followers and supporters might want to support, you know, how do they follow your movement?
KennedySmith@gmail.com. And my Facebook is Kennedy Smith, and my Twitter is Kennedy01. And I have two Instagrams. One is Kennedy_Smith, and the other one is Ken the Pizza Lover.
And how do you spell Kennedy? You spell it a little differently.
Yes, it's KYNNEDI.
KYNNED. All right, guys, just follow our movement, guys. This is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free, and you know, let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Be back here.
Smith, bully, be bully free. Stick it in stone and break my butt. What was the hook? What were you actually saying?
I was saying sticks and stones may break my bones, but hating only makes me strong. Right or wrong, I'ma stand my ground. It's where I belong.
Did you write that? You wrote that yourself?
Yes.
I like it. Okay. And you know, I like Kennedy is you got that swagger. Girl, you got that swagger. You get that twang to you when you do your thing. You're 14 and you have something about you that actually does draw people in. Like I said, I'm an artist myself. I'm you know, just like anybody. You know, we study a lot. In fact, Kevin Dorsey, who was Michael Jackson's co-music director for 15 years, worked with every great Grammy winner you can think of, is on our board. And I've learned a lot of studying music and listening to things. And, you know, commend you. Now, I was looking at your reel, Kennedy, And I hear that you do a little freestyle. You like to do it a little bit off the top. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So if I start this session, if I start the cipher off, you think you can finish the show off for us?
Probably, yes.
You think you can keep up? Okay. All right, so let's have a little bit of fun. Now, before we go into this, we do a thing called Easy Way Challenge. And with you, I was thinking of the whole Ice Bucket Challenge type deal. And I'd love to get all the fans, the listeners, everybody involved that wants to support anti-bullying, that might be going through it, to all come together in some way to raise more awareness of this problem that needs to stop. And I think we can do something. My challenge for you is the next time that you're doing your next school performance, I want you to take a selfie on stage and take a picture. And then I want everybody that's behind you, you tell them to say, "We are bully free the easy way."
Okay.
Do you accept my challenge?
Yes, I accept your challenge.
All right. Well, we're going to be looking for that Instagram picture on your stuff, and we'll be blogging it out there, and you know, just have a little bit of fun. So, and then also before we go into the little freestyle cipher, everybody's all like, "Oh my God, they're going to freestyle! Cool." I'm going to play this. You have another song. Is that's your you have like an Instagram song or something, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna play this. I want people to get an idea of what you sound like and stuff. And the name of this song is called what?
Instagram Flexa.
Instagram Flexa. All right, guys, this is Instagram Flexa with B-Bully Free Kennedy Smith. We'll be right back. That's Instagram Flexa. You can't hear anymore. You gotta go get it on iTunes if you don't hear the rest. The song's too good. Too good. That's. I'm like bobbing my head. I just hurt my neck, girl. I'm an Instagram Flexa. What? I'm like bobbing my knees back and forth. I'm white. You just turned me black. Okay. All right. So that was hot. That was cool. You had that's they had that like kind of dirty South type feel. And you're 14, and I love the whole social media idea and concept. It's really positive. And so, for people to get your music, they go to iTunes and they search Kennedy Smith. They search the name of the song. How do they download your music if they want to support it and listen to it on their next car run or gym run or walking their dog?
I think they just have to go to iTunes. I haven't really talked about that with my manager yet. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, well, we'll bring it up later. We can do a blog later. But I see something with that song. I'm like seeing people like, being at parks or maybe Disneyland or something, and they're like walking up. All of a sudden, they'd be like, "I'm an Instagram flexer. Strike a pose." I see people like literally like doing your song while they're walking and stuff. It's cool, man. I want to be a part of the music video. Okay, I want to be in the music video. I want to help direct it. I want to help produce it. Have you done the music video yet?
No, I haven't done a music video for that song yet.
Well, we are gonna have to talk because my ideas are going. They're spinning like crazy. Oh my gosh, I see so many people doing the strike a pose thing, and that's cool. That's a cool concept. It's got a real good Dirty South kind of like kid type vibe to it. But this interview has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Apologize about whatever technical difficulties the station had, but we get it done. We get it done. We get it did. We do what we do. And hopefully you'll share it with your friends and your fans, and hopefully they enjoy it. And so before we close it out, you know, last pieces of advice, anything extra you wanna promote. And you know, I'll be calling you guys afterwards off air to tell you guys a little bit about the vehicle and how we can help you push this more.
First, I want to say thank you guys for having me on the show. This is actually a really big thing for me because, you know, like I said, I'm just from the same, California. This is kind of a dream for me right now. But any advice, I would say to anybody who's getting bullied that they should talk to someone first and foremost. And I don't think you should take the situation into your own hands if it escalates to something very serious. And to anyone who may be bullying someone, if there's something wrong and maybe you just don't have a better way to express it, then you should talk to someone as well. Talking can go a long way.
I love it. Well, and I want you and Mom both to be on this. I want to shout out from you guys if I can, and I want to actually exploit you a little bit here. We actually work with NowHipHop.com. It's one of the biggest ranked magazines in Southern California. We also work with the UK, Soul Central Magazine, as well as Soul Central TV, which is on Ruco, actual television out there. And you know, if you shout them out, they may push you as well. They may contact you as well to do interviews. They may want to support you. We actually work with about probably 50 other magazines, television, newspapers, blogs, and things like that. So we syndicate a lot. A lot of people pick up our stuff. So I want you to do me a favor and say, hey, I'm Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist. I'm an actress. And I do it the easy way. Can you remember that? Or should I repeat?
Yeah. I think I got it.
You got, dang, she's good. All right, let's see what we got. On the count three, we got Kennedy Smith. You can give us a quick shout out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
My name is Kennedy Smith. I'm a hip hop artist and a model and an actress, and I do it the easy way.
Where's my buzzer sound? Hold on. Wait, that's the buzzer sound. That was wrong. Hold on. I'm a little slow here, but hold on. Yeah. Okay. So let's try this again. My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and actress, and I do it the easy way.
Okay. My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully, and I do it the easy way.
Yeah. Oh wait, I got a sound for that one too. Hold on, give me a second here. Wait. And this is when you get it right. Okay, cool. Same thing for Soul Central Magazine. Keep it locked to Soul Central Magazine. My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and actress. Keep it locked to Soul Central Magazine. I'll say it again. My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress. Keep it locked to Soul Central Magazine. 1, 2, 3.
My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I keep it locked to Soul Central Magazine.
Did she do it right, guys? Which sound will she get? Hold on here, and okay, you forgot to say I'm an artist and an actress, so you almost got it though. We're gonna try one more time here, and wait, I got a song for this one too. Give me one second. I'm the only one doing the board today, guys. We're a little short-handed, that's why I'm not fully on point on the show, but I'm trying here, and. Well, she got it right. All right. My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress. Keep it locked to Soul Central Magazine.
My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress. And keep it locked with Soul Central Magazine.
Hold on. All right. There we go. And does she get it, guys? Does she get it? We're gonna go one more. This is for NowHipHop.com. It's one of the biggest hip hop magazines. They're actually ranked like a 20,000 on Alexa. Big fan base, and they're another one of our partners. So my name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress. Keep it locked, or let's say something different. I'm an artist and an actress, and it's all about NowHipHop.com. Okay, so my name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress. It's all about NowHipHop.com. You got it?
Got it.
All right, here we go.
My name is Kennedy Smith. Be bully free. I'm an artist and an actress, and it's all about NowHipHop Magazine.
I'll give you that one. I should have gave you the buzzer sound because it was supposed to be nowhiphop.com, but that'll work. No, it's been a lot of fun, Kennedy. It's been a blast. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in person. Love for you guys to come down to our studio sometime. You know, we do about 10 events a year. We're always doing it the easy way. And I appreciate if you spread our word. We're going to help spread yours. Hashtag Easy Way, Easy Way Broadcasting, and our fans page is Easy Way Broadcasting. So did you enjoy the show? Did you guys enjoy doing it the easy way?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
All right. Well, I enjoyed you guys being a guest. It's been awesome, Possum, and now don't go anywhere because we're going to go ahead and I'm going to talk to you guys off air when I put this on here. And
life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERIC.
All right, guys, it's been an awesome show. I love you guys. Remember, tuning in next week. We're doing a lot of things with television, a lot of big, amazing projects, opening opportunities and doorways for you, doing networking situations, supporting nonprofits. That was an easy way segment. So, shout-outs to Kennedy Smith. Wonderful, young entrepreneur making a difference. I love it. Shout-outs to Love All Humans. We didn't get a chance to play the commercial, but Love All Humans, check them out, loveallhumans.com, and we'll catch you guys next week. I'm EZ. Keep doing it the easy way. Hashtag easy way. Peace.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress, the city and county.